WBOSS Bossman Radio.
Good Wednesday morning, happy hump day, and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Glad to be in here on this Wednesday morning. Ken, we're in just a little bit better. Always going to be a little bit of a technical issue here or there, but when you're setting up on a daily basis, that's just kind of the way of the world, is it not?
That's the way of the world. It definitely is. But as long as it's working, and hopefully it is, we can't ask for anything other than just that. So we're going to leave it at just that. Still yesterday, I thought we kind of had it worked out, but had a little audio issues yesterday. But guess what? I'm hoping that we got all that taken care of and fixed this morning. And good morning.
Good morning. Good crowd in early first thing this morning. And, of course, I'm monitoring the comments and the interaction on the Drive Time Facebook page. Ken will be on his personal page. We appreciate all the well wishes and the interaction that you choose to have with us. That's what makes it more fun. Good morning, Hal Whitman, Christina Booker in with us, Michael Floyd, Spike Maxwell. Good morning, Mr. Maxwell, Donald Weaver, Hot Rod, Ramrod, Rodney Williamson in with us as well, Tammy Perry, Donald Weaver, Hillary Harrington, Rebecca Whitfield, all in. And good morning to each of you. Hope Hump Day is getting off to a good start. Looking forward to what the rest of the week and the opportunities it holds for all of us as it plays out. I want to first make mention of the centerpiece that we have there this morning, and one of the sweetest people in this world, and I don't know how you were a part of it, Ken, but Miss Kinsley James hooking me up with the donut pillow. I'm going to tell you something, that'll get used. Hopefully not at work, but it's going to get used, I can assure you.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was supposed to bring that Monday, and as you can see, I didn't, and I've heard about it ever since. So this morning, she actually come walking through the house with that on her arm, and said, here's the donut arm bag for Mr. Donut, and make sure he gets it. And I said, I will certainly do that. So
proud to have it.
You have got it, and that's all that matters. Want to say good morning to Larry Murphy and Ben Black, Deacon. The Deacon's in with us
this
morning.
Good morning, Deacon. Athens, Alabama.
Tracy Miller in this morning. Danny Smith. Danny, happy birthday to Danny's wife. She is, 22, 21, Danny? 22, something like that. We're going to... We're going to send out a happy birthday to Miss Jennifer, and wish her, hope she has a great day today. There's Mr. Manasco in this morning with us. Had a great, great time. I was spending some time with him last night doing some voiceover work. Miss Patty Mitchell in. Of course, Manasco, there's JT.
Say Blake.
Joey Turner in this morning, and had a good time last night. Manasco and I did reminiscing, and of course, he was kind of laughing. He said, you know, people don't realize that it's easy for me to walk in here and do this thing, this voiceover stuff, because all I do is have to speak, and then for the next hours you pushing all these buttons. He said, why don't you teach me how to do that, and I'll just come over and do it myself. That sounds like a winner.
Yeah. Adam, be careful.
Yeah, that is a winner. I have no issue with that whatsoever. But good morning, Shannon Odom. Good to see you in here this morning as well.
Miss Marcia Maxwell in also. Stan Whitehead. Good morning, Stan. Hazel, Hayeswood in the house. Good morning, Hayes. Good morning in Birmingham to Jeff Wilson. Sisters in. Whitney, good morning, Whitney. The Deacon's over here with me now. Good morning once again, Deacon. And Michael Floyd, as many T.R. Miller students will be doing today, traveling over to Dothan. The Lady Tigers playing in the regional finals there against their arch rivals, the Hillcrest Lady Jaguars. Winner advances to Birmingham, marches on to the Final Four in pursuit of that blue map. So I want to wish safe travels to everybody heading over.
That's right.
Certainly want to wish good luck to the Lady Tigers, and hopefully they'll be able to get it done this afternoon, and we'll be able to celebrate that victory tomorrow night.
We hope so. And good morning there, Russ and Sandy Clausell. And hey, thank you, Larry. We appreciate it, and look forward to getting back down to Camp 31 sometime soon. And we've had a few items from down there that were pretty tasty.
Absolutely.
Over the last now, I don't know how well that's going to go with DJ's training regimen. However, I could eat another one of those brisket sandwiches.
Let me tell you about my training regimen. And Sensei
Heath Spikes, Jackson. Good morning, Heath.
Let me. My training regimen took a little bit of a dip last night. And first of all, I want to thank Hal Whitman for the backdrop. How about that?
Yeah, I
Chevrolet's
tell you,
always partnered up with the rec leagues, and this is nice. I like this.
They have, and that's you know, we always talk about having things to put up there, and you know, we were just talking about, it was crazy. We were just talking about the rec leagues and the baseball and youth sports coming up, and this came in. Hal said, and normally we get this stuff, and you know, we take it, and I mean, you know, if we put it up, it gets put up, but a lot of times we look at it like, nah.
Yeah.
And so he rolled this out, and I was like, hey, let's put that up over here.
Andrew McCutcheon.
That looks good.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. I want to just give a plug to Chevrolet just real quick. So supportive of our rec leagues. He's given us, helped us out with equipment, you know, down at the YMCA, and, of course, does the same with Joey Shell over in East Bruton. I think Joey this year got a couple of L screens and some ball buckets and some pitching mats and things like that. The same at the YMCA, some first aid kits or whatnot. And when you have corporations like that, we certainly appreciate Chevrolet and all that it does. And he can kind of fill in those gaps and lessen the financial burden on the local league. I can't tell you how much that helps. I mean, it is I told Hal, I said, you can go in any ballpark in America, and if you're wanting to give them an L screen,
They're going to take it.
You can't have enough L screens.
No, and I'll tell you what, Chevrolet's been good about that for years, you know, supporting the rec leagues across this country. Good morning, Zane. There's Zane in this morning. Brooke Young, Danny Mac Brooks. There's Nelly Rock. In this morning?
Let me tell you about my training regiment last
night. Yeah, let's hear about that.
Good morning, Brandon Swain, Elisa Hart, Taylor Zimmerman, all in. Good morning, Book.
TZM.
Jeff Booker as well. Also, I love ballpark food. I love it. I'm going to eat it.
I think we've talked about that.
There's no way around it. When I go in, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get a nacho, and I try to fool myself and wash it all down with water and things that makes it better. I'm pretty sure I took in some gluten last night at the ballpark. With the third inning.
Nothing you knew about it.
And I don't know why it was the third inning. All I could think about was the Rodeo King combo at Burger King. Have you ever had the Rodeo King?
I have not had the pleasure.
It is a bacon cheeseburger, but the kicker is they put onion rings on top of it. And for some reason, it got in my mind, and I could not get it out of my mind. I was going to have a Rodeo King last night before I went to bed. When I pulled out of the Miller Cruz baseball field, I had every intention of trying to dodge the Burger King. And it was like my car was on autopilot. Instead of taking a right, I tried to take a right. It took a left. And I went down there to the red light, took a right, found myself in the drive-thru at Burger King, got my Rodeo King, got home, set it up on my TV stand. I mean, it's fixing to be a great wind down to a great day.
You're fixing the graze.
And they freaking left the onion rings off the burger. I mean, I just sat there. I did exactly what you did. I threw myself back in the recliner. I said, how is this fair to leave the topper off the King?
Is that not the most aggravating thing
it
in the world?
It ate me up. I mean, I wanted to throw the rest of the hamburger away. I didn't.
Good morning, Retro.
I gutted it up and got it down.
Good to see you this morning.
But it ate me up. Hey, they left off the onion rings.
I want to tell you something. And I have...
Good morning, Tori.
I have chewed my wife out, and she's chewed me out about it. One of us go get something from somewhere and not take that 30 seconds, even though you're holding the lineup at the window, to just look through that bag and make sure everything is there. Okay. There's nothing, no more aggravating. And look, I'm not throwing off on anyone. I mean, we're all human. We're going to make mistakes. Things are going to happen. But man, when you get home, I'm not a big Taco Bell fan, but now Kinsley is a Taco Bell fanatic.
Yeah.
Okay. So is her mother, Jessica. I'll get home. Kinsley wants a mini quesadilla beef with no sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what she wants. I get home with the bag. Everything's great. Going through everything. Guess what's not in there? No beef, mini quesadilla with no sauce. Immediately, the first thing I think of is, well, you know, I'm going to go up there and it's their fault. But no, it's really my fault because I didn't check through it to see. And then I'm like, I'm going to call them. And then I was like, you know what? If I call them, then when I get up there, the things I get handed, there's no telling what they may have done. So that's a situation where you just have to back up and say, you know what, there's nothing you can do except going to make some onion rings if you wanted to and put them on it.
Well, you know,
I mean, if you called up there and told them, hey, y'all forgot my onion rings, what do you think is going
to
happen?
I live close to the King.
Right.
But I was at the point of no return. I already taken my shoes off. I was settling in. I was fixing to get it on.
Don't tell me you put some flip-flops on and got in the car and went back up there.
No, I did not. You know, it was, and the thing that just really just kind of irked me is I'd had a great drive-through experience with the exception of that.
Good morning, Kathy Mack.
Quick. Very courteous.
Good morning, Aunt B. Good to see you.
Wiped off my Coke cup when they gave it to me. It was a great experience, given the fact that they left the dang onion rings off of it.
That's right, Brian. Brian said we need a Smithfield barbecue.
Sounds good. Good morning, Ray Stewart.
I'm good with that, too. Good morning, Brenda Portwood.
Tori Sims in from CAC. Hope things are going well at CAC this morning. Coastal Alabama Community CAC, College, Monroeville.
Is that what they
– she's on scholarship there.
Yeah.
Cheerleading scholarship.
Yeah. Is that what they call it, or is that just DJism?
Yeah, I think I've heard it a couple other times.
Oh, okay.
She was a pretty good softball player back in the day, too.
Is she playing softball over there as well?
No, she's just cheerleading. Yeah,
I got you. I think I remember she was a pretty good softball player. That's always an aggravating ordeal when you try to order things and you got your heart set on it and you get there and down and it does hurt.
It hurt.
And what do you do about it? I mean, really, there's just nothing.
Rolled with it.
You know, you just got to roll with it. So, speaking of good eats, Manasco and I were talking about things, what we would maybe like for him to bring by or not bring by in the future. And I said, look, anything you bring by is welcome. So, I don't know what we're, in for at some point, but good morning, Paul Crumpton from across the big pond.
Good morning,
over there.
Paul. Hope it's going your way.
I don't know what we're in for in the future, but I know that it's he's thinking working on some concoctions. Have you ever had any of his seafood gumbo?
I have not.
Well, he mentioned that last night, and I'm gonna tell you something. I know seafood and you know, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 8-ish. Doesn't sound like it goes good. Of course, a brisket sandwich doesn't sound like it goes, and it went pretty good with it.
It went great.
Yeah. So I'm all in on that. There's Margaret Cotton in this morning, or as you say, somebody in stealth mode, one way or the other.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't know who, but at any rate, yeah. So he's going to work on some things. I told him, hey, just do like you used to do, man. Make some stuff up and bring. Have you ever had any of his chili?
I have not.
Oh, man. We don't even want to get started on that. So, Janet Kane Hartzell. There's Janet. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lance McKenzie and Big Husky. Hunter Harp in as well from T-Roy, Alabama. Good morning, Hunter. Hope things are going your way and at Troy University.
Troy? It's so hard for me to say that.
Troy, Hunter, another one of our young people off doing big things. He's with a videographer. The Troy Athletic Department, I think maybe assigned to the football program.
Yeah.
He's been with them for a couple of years. He does a lot of the helps with the tape for practice and the scouting and things like that. But he's doing big things.
There's Jay Will in.
There he is.
Justin Willett.
Jay Will. Good morning, my man.
Up there in
I can tell you
up there in Maine. I saw a little video of them skiing. Their daughter skiing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like they were having a big time doing that. And I'll tell you what, I'd love to come visit But I'm kind of like DJ on something like that right there. That's a long way from Brewton, Alabama.
Sure it is.
A long way.
It's past Auburn, isn't it?
I think so.
Just north of Auburn?
I mean, it's north, 17 or 18 hours north,
out.
Maybe? Maybe out. 20. I don't know.
Out.
What's it take to get from here to Washington or Washington, D.C.? Isn't it about 17 or 18 hours? It
takes 2 hours and 15 minutes
drive,
to Auburn.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think you get to Birmingham in about what, 2 hours, 2 hours, maybe, if you're driving pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, if you're with Chip Peach, that turns into an hour and 48 minutes. I'm not telling on anybody, but I want to tell all of y'all, if you want a great, there's Forrest Lewis in this morning.
Morning, Pup.
Morning,
Randy Linton also. Good morning, Randy.
Randy Coleman. Good morning, Randy. That's right. If you want a treat, have you ever had the distinct pleasure of
16 hours, Christina Jenkins, 16 hours to D.C.
Okay, so how far is D.C. from Maine? It's got to be a ways.
You would think a couple of hundred miles
at least. Yeah. If you ever want an adventure, tell Chip that you want to ride with him to Mike's Gun Shop and Jay.
I'm out.
Just tell him you want to do that.
I've been in the vehicle with him, not me.
I'm here to tell you, going down the J Road with him is a treat. Now, it's not a treat. It's like better than any roller coaster you're going to get on at Six Flags or Busch Gardens or Universal Studios, wherever. It's always fun. That's for sure.
We talked about good eats, and I can tell you without a doubt where the best eats are going to be tonight at 7 o'clock. That's going to be Dave's Catfish. I saw the menu that Josh is going to have there for Batter Up. And if you can't find something that you'll enjoy on that, man, then you've got some palate problems.
Yeah, that looked like some really, really, really good stuff that he had in store for that. I'm looking forward to that tonight. Going to be a good time. Weather should be nice. Supposed to be nice. I think it's like a 20% chance of rain today, or so it showed this morning. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's going to be a lot of fun. If you haven't made plans tonight, make plans to be with us there in the fishbowl behind David's Catfish, starting at 7 o'clock tonight for the first episode of Batter Up. Going to have a lot of area coaches in with players promoting and highlighting their programs, individual programs, and going to have a good time with it. Of course, you'll be able to watch it live here on the Boss Man Facebook Productions Facebook page. But would love to have you there with us on site.
Come on out.
Big time. Yeah, if you're a big time. If you like baseball, you like good food, and you like good people,
good atmosphere,
that's the place to be.
Yeah, if you're in the immediate viewing area, you need to come on out to David's. Well, it's actually behind David's at the Fishbowl. But nice place, real nice venue. Good morning, Gary Stuckey. Crystal Madden Shaver's in this morning. I'm looking forward to that. Do we know who's going to be first up or anything like that?
Eli Cook's going to be bat leadoff for us in the Monroe Academy. I was going to get with you a little bit later, kind of set the lineup.
Former TRM,
yes sir. Excited about catching up with Eli. He's going to have a couple of guys down. Then probably going to come with JU Blackshear in the 2-hole, Atmore in the 3-hole, and we'll just kind of work it from there as the local guys get a little closer. But it really is going to be fun. Talked to Coach Hickson down at Atmore this morning. Had a good conversation with him. He's really excited. He's doing some good things down there. He's in a little different situation than some of our other area coaches in terms of having an established program.
Sure.
But he's putting that thing together the right way. He's good for those young boys. And I'm really looking forward to people getting to know this guy.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You're going to be impressed with him.
I'll tell you what. I don't know if you know the principal down there.
Oh, yeah.
But I guarantee you one thing. They got a principal down at that
school. Yes, sir.
I had the pleasure about, I don't know, probably 25 years ago, maybe longer than that now, of going and watching that guy, I'm talking about Fuzz Fuquay.
Oh yeah,
go and give a speech. I don't remember what it was for, but is that Alabama Southern in Monroeville? And let me tell you something. He got up there and put on a speech for about 45 minutes, and I'm telling you, when he got through, that whole place was standing. I don't know if he can still speak like that. I would imagine he can, but I hear he does and is doing great things at Escambia County High School.
Dennis Fuquay is a star in the education field, and I can tell you, I'm going to speak a little bit to that. I was down at Atmore, not this basketball season, last basketball season, and I'd been there a couple of times prior to that. And walking in the gym, being on campus, and seeing their kids and seeing the program, you could tell that things were different. There was the bar for accountability was a little higher. And of course, it was being met, but I was very impressed with his student body. I was very impressed with the way his coaches coach their teams. And he has certainly put his stamp and his footprint and handprint all over Atmore.
There's no doubt.
And they're a better school for having him down there.
They are that. And he is he don't mind doing what needs to be done.
And he said later in the year, when we get ready to maybe take Batter Up on the road a little bit, he's wanting to help us with a host site, and he said that he would take care of it when we went to that end of the county.
That's so
certainly great. Looking forward to going down there
yeah.
a little later in the season. Good morning, Peggy Hale. All the food is gone. Jessica Langford in also. Miss Chamberlain in. Good morning, Miss C. MC Nelson in as well. Good morning to each of you. And
there you go. There's
happy
Jody,
hump day.
There's Jody Jernigan in this morning. And
hey, Jody.
Happy hump day. What do you always – what Coach Sash say?
Hump day, best day of your life.
Best day of your life.
Best day of your life.
So two more days to the weekend.
Yes, sir.
And – if we had that queued up, that'd be everybody's working for the, waiting for the weekend? It's working for the weekend. Everybody's working.
What it used to be. I think now.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah. I think you're right. There's Sensei in this morning.
Sensei Spikes.
Sensei, I'm glad you didn't catch the first segment, part of the, of what was on tap last night. There's Sarju Patel. Good morning, Sarju. I'm glad you didn't catch the first part of that this morning, as I don't think you'd have been real happy with the menu that was on tap last night after the baseball game. But, you know, look, I understand it's, you know, first game.
I was a little jacked up. And we had played well. It looked good.
Yeah. So probably needed it. Trent Davison in this morning. Good morning, Trent. Good morning, Trent. Salazar. Good morning.
Wheezy Joyner in. Good morning, Wheezy.
Good morning, Louise. So, kind of hard to be mad about that. Everybody has a cheat day. Was last night your cheat?
It was a cheat, yeah.
It was a cheat day.
But I'm worried because this is a tournament. You know, we have to go through it again Thursday night, then again on Friday night. So, I'm going to have to be strong, but it won't be easy.
I tell you what you need to do. You need to put, you can take your visor and flip it and pull it down. Well, do that when you drive by that road.
Yeah.
That way you don't look down there. That's kind of like that hot now sign flashing.
The better play would be just go down Belleville. Stay away from it altogether.
There you go.
Good morning, Kim.
There you go. Just go down Belleville and make sure you do.
Does anybody have the scores or the results from our softball games last night? I think I heard that Tigger Miller lost to Jay. I'm not going to swear to that. I know middle school baseball over at WS Neal, Kevin Holmes told me this. They split their doubleheader. So we're excited for those
guys.
I
looked last night and didn't see it.
Okay.
They did. I looked. I'll tell you what I did see. Good morning, Dan Alford. Good to see you this morning. I'll tell you what I did see that I was very impressed with was a T.R. Miller girl softball video.
Yeah,
that they put out that was like the full house thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was
good.
Awesome. I mean, that was really good. There's Hazel Lynn. Good
and of
morning,
course,
Hayes.
Did you get a chance to see the baseball video that WS Neal put out?
I did see that. We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
That was sporty.
That really was. I love seeing creativity like that, the people that are creative and come up with this. I loved your niece's comment that I saw on Instagram to the girl softball video, which was, okay, who was the brains behind this?
So, it was good. It was well done.
It really was. I mean, the way they had all of them doing the different things and the song that went with it, hey, I thought it was top notch.
Okay, I am getting now that T.R. Miller did lose 3-2 to Jay, so a good game.
Later, a tight game.
Yeah, congratulations to Jay, and better luck next time for the Lady Tigers. Of course, also last night, our very own JoJo Booker getting his first collegiate win at South Alabama. Southern Miss, who I think was ranked number 13 in the country.
That's another top 20. I think I read 13. Yes.
So congratulations
to JoJo. That's a big
win. Certainly, that's going to, if he stays healthy, that'll be the first of many.
Yeah, that won't be the last.
No, sir.
That was a big win, and there's Jim Baggett in this morning.
Jim Baggett.
Good morning,
my friend.
Jim.
Good morning, Jim.
There's Debo.
Susan Rhodes in also. Jim, you may not have been in with us a couple of days ago. I kind of told him our story, and we left Cookie Hart's house one Saturday night, headed down to Nighttown, and about halfway there, we were trying to figure out who the band was or the bands that were going to be playing there that night. And you said, I don't know who the band is, but they had the Cajun Buffet out. So four pretty hearty eaters, me, Stephen Brown, Cookie Hart, and Jim Baggett.
The last thing on his mind was partying and dancing. Cajun Buffet.
Three times through the line, and we're out of there.
Listen, I wonder how hard it would be to get Brown Dog down this way. I haven't seen that guy. He spends some time
down here during hunting season. I need to
text that guy and see about getting him. I'd love to have Brown show.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. You talk about a hilarious individual who is brilliant on top of it. That's that guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. But you'd never, I mean, what I'm saying is he doesn't come across as, he can have a conversation. There's a lot of brilliant people that are brilliant, but they can't have a conversation with you.
Right.
This guy can do all of that.
He can.
All of the above. And have a good time doing it. So,
good morning, John Commander.
There's Josh Godwin in. Josh, we're looking forward to seeing you later on this evening at the Fish Bowl, and looking for a big time.
We've already talked about it, and we'll probably talk about it again before we leave. I'm really jacked up for that tonight. That's going to be fun. We're going to do the same thing for softball sometime in the near future. It's not choosing one over the other.
No.
When it's in a part-time capacity, you just kind of You do it when you can do it.
You kind of go with the flow.
These guys were easier for me to contact because I already have them in my phone.
Yeah.
Ben Fagan in, my friend Ben, homecoming 2018 on the horizon.
Uncle
He's
Ben.
Lining things up for the class of 88.
Uncle Ben, there you go. I'm looking forward to that, you know, because of tonight, just because it's such a cool place.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's a really cool. You know, if you put water in the back, and I don't, you know, what I mean is any body of water, what have you, it would remind me of something like the boathouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, which would, I mean, it's kind of reminiscent of that.
Sure.
You know, kind of just an old school dive in, you know, Destin that everybody's gone to for years, and a lot of good food and a lot of good times. So.
Plenty of parking, outside seating available. You'll be able to watch the show on the monitors there, at least hear them from the speakers there, but it'll be good.
Jim Baggett wants to know, when is spring training? And he's ready for the Etheridge era.
Yeah, we are too.
We're excited about that. We are.
I think everybody in town is excited about it. I think spring training, Jim, they do it a little differently than we did. I think they're actually more in the spring. It'll be in April sometime, I think, towards the end of April. But, yeah, he's going to do big things.
You know,
of course,
we need to reach out to Coach Etheridge and see about getting him to come by, be on the show one morning.
Absolutely.
If he has some time and, you know, opportunity.
That'd be great.
As well as, I'll tell you who else we would reach out to and get him to come by and kind of give us a preview of things to come in the spring. And that's Coach Andrew Williams.
I bet he'd do it.
Oh, I bet he would. And I'd like to hear what all's going on over there. I tell you this, I bet they're working out. Just listening to them talk.
Yeah.
I bet they're banging those weights pretty good over there right now.
You know they are.
If I had to guess.
First pitch tonight, Lance McKenzie's at 7:00. They're at the Fishbowl.
That's right.
So obviously it'll be streamed. You can watch it from the comforts of your home.
We'd rather
come up
see
and,
you.
Come up and enjoy the fellowship there.
That's
at
right.
The Fishbowl. It's going to be a good time. A lot of people coming in from outside the area. But every face you see tonight, I can assure you, will be a friendly one.
That's right. And come on. I mean, you know, if you we say it all the time. We like talking with you and talking to you. We'd love to have you. Thank you, Susan. Happy birthday to Coach Andrew. Yesterday was his birthday.
Happy birthday, Coach.
So I'm not sure how old Coach was, but he can't be a day older than about, what, 35 or so?
That's about right.
Yeah, so he don't look it anyway. But, yeah, happy birthday, Coach. Yeah, it's going to be a big time. Looking forward to that. Not looking forward to some of the setup and teardown just because it's that's always, especially when you go in someplace new, you know, because you always have those pitfalls to deal with that you expected, but you were hoping for the best. So, but hey, that's just goes with it. Paula Bowling in this morning, Marshall Bracken.
Morning, Marshall. Morning.
Marshall, and seeing your name, maybe remember, I got to get back with you about the Wild Turkey Federation banquet.
That's March 5th, is it not?
Yeah, and I just thought about that, seeing Marshall's name there. So if you don't hear from me, text me, Marshall. Just thought about that. So that's another great thing that goes on here in town. It's always a lot of fun, a lot of good times, and a lot of great stuff that you can bid on.
Yeah,
those auctions and stuff. So.
Good morning, Sherry Weaver. Good morning, Samantha Pate. Thank you for joining us this morning on Drive Time. We enjoy all the interaction. Like and share the video as much as you see fit, and we enjoy the comments. Hunter Hart back in. Lance McKinn, March 3rd. I stand corrected. March 3rd is that a Wild Turkey banquet. I said March 5th. I apologize. That's March 3rd.
March 3rd.
We'll get some more specific information, like Ken said, and get that out and try to – that's always a good time. I've been to a couple of them, and it certainly serves a good purpose, but it's also a good time to come together and fellowship as well.
That's a good time. You know, I was looking – you know, talk about those videos and that softball team, of course, the Blue Eagle baseball team had put out. I like watching and seeing creative people. I wish I was that creative. I can't, you know, I'm one of these people. I have to get like inspired by something to be able to do. And I just, sometimes that's kind of tough on me to do that. But to come up with something like that, that's, that takes, I mean, when people see the finished product, They don't realize the time.
Oh yeah.
And things that go into something like that. You just don't throw something like that together.
Right.
I mean, that video that the girls softball team did or the Neil's baseball team did, I can tell you, was a lot of effort put into that. A lot.
I want to say that Garrett Cave might have been the guy that spearheaded the Miller girls softball.
Well, I'll tell you
I'm not sure who did the W.S. Neil boys baseball, but Garrett certainly had a hand in it.
If he did, is he you think he might want some part-time work and some part-time capacity?
Yeah, I think Garrett's a gamer. I think he's up for it.
I tell you right now, might be a guy we want to talk to right there for sure. Yeah, well done. Well done. Let me ask you, did we give the oil changes away yesterday?
Yeah, we did. Ray Stewart picked up the gas burner oil change at the Ford store. I'm not sure who got it here, and I can't remember who got the diesel.
I didn't think to ask before we came on. I know they did give them away, but yeah. I didn't think to ask who it was, and I was trying to
it was tie all this stuff up. I'm getting confirmation now that it was Garrett.
It was? Okay, well, good. There's Brother Ann. Good morning, Josh. Michelle Hutchins in. Good morning, Michelle. Glad to see you this morning. I didn't know. I forgot to ask Kevin or Alan or any of those guys back there. I forgot to ask them about that this morning. I know that was I was going to do it this week, but we just got so much going on at work and everything else. I hadn't had a chance to get ready. That full day of free oil changes is coming up. Probably be announced Friday when that day next week will be.
Okay.
So we are going to work on that, try to make that happen.
We're getting everybody back from flu season, getting fully staffed again. That'll certainly help.
That was one of the things that kind of kept me from, you know, I didn't want to, make a real, you know, decision real fast because I was a little worried about, that, you know, being staffed and having enough staff to do it.
Booker got the gas burner oil change here at the Chevrolet store. So glad that worked out for Christina. And last year they'll take advantage.
Oh, she did? Okay, well, yep. Good deal, Christina. Great, great. Absolutely. That's awesome. Hey, good deal, Manasco. Manasco says he'll be here tomorrow with food.
That sounds great to me.
Yeah, we're good with that. There's Jesse Rigby and Cousin Jesse.
Morning, Jesse.
So yeah, hey, that sounds good, Manasco, and I hadn't had a chance to tell DJ yet about about what we discussed last night, but we're going to get into that here in a little bit. But I'll tell you something else. I'm going to talk about real quick, and we don't do much of this on here, so I'm it's maybe a shameless plug, but hey, we are at a car dealership. I do want to say that if you happen to be thinking about wanting to buy a vehicle right now, there are some huge incentives out there from the manufacturers. And right now, used cars are probably the best I've seen as far as pricing goes in a while. Simply, due to a lot of things with, kind of the used car market being loaded up with off-lease vehicles and that kind of thing. So if you're thinking about buying one, check us out, PeachChevrolet.com. JimPeachMotors.com. A lot of stuff at both these stores, no matter what you're looking for, from diesels to whatever.
All makes and models are having some incentives.
Yes. GM, Chrysler, Ford. Here's the thing, though. A lot of people don't know this. If you want a brand new Toyota, we can get it. If you want a brand new anything, we can get it. It's not a problem. A network of dealers that we know that we can help you with any need you may have. And hey, if you buy a Toyota or something like that from us, don't worry about it. We're going to make sure it gets serviced because we're going to throw it on the back of a rollback. We're going to take it.
We had it last night
to wherever that store is.
We had it last night, the most recent, and these are daily. And of course we're going to plug this, and I certainly don't feel bad for doing so. Miss Ward, my friend, our friend, Mark Ward's mother.
That's right.
Had an issue with the vehicle. She was leaving town this morning. Last night at 7 o'clock, we loaded up a vehicle, took to her to make sure she was not without while her vehicle's being serviced and taken care of. And, the only inconvenience she has is she will not be driving her vehicle, but she is driving the vehicle that was provided to her by Pete Chevrolet, like it's her vehicle.
That's right.
And she was certainly excited about that. And
that's just the most latest, greatest testimony I can offer in terms of the way we take care of folks.
And like I said, I'm not trying to, get off on, plugging, that. I just want to say, I was reading this morning, reading through some emails, and hey, now's a great time. Really, there's a lot of good things going on. So February is normally a great time to buy a vehicle simply because of the incentive, talking about new, but used, typically tax season and that type of thing. Great time. So at any rate, a couple other quick things real quick.
Good morning, Lee.
I know we talked about the mud run they've got coming up here in the not too distant future. Sometime, I think, what did Connie say? Was that in April sometime, I believe?
I'm thinking April.
Yeah. If you haven't ever seen one of those, you need to check that out. That's a big time. Sean Dietrich is coming into town. I can't remember what the date is on that, but I'm going to tell you something. I've subscribed to his podcast and listen to that guy tell stories all day long, all day. And AL.com just did a story, not on Sean, but on Jamie.
I saw that. Yeah, that was a great read.
Sean something, but
that was a good read. Yeah.
And Jamie, of course, being a Bruton native and a classmate, we graduated together. So I thought that was a great read as well. Great read. Well written.
You're welcome, Miss C. Always welcome. Brian Lismy in as well. Jason Tiepo. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Brian.
Thank you for spending a little bit of time with us here. And of course, speaking of AL.com, for those that will not be going to Dothan this morning, AL.com, usually in the high school sports section, will offer a little ticker giving you updates of the games. The Lady Tigers set the tip-off at 12:30 against the Hillcrest Lady Jaguars. That, of course, for the regional final and advance to the Final Four.
So if they win this, they're headed to Birmingham.
Next Tuesday, I think.
And then they play one.
Have to win two.
You got to win two in Blue Mount.
That's at Blue Mount. And let me ask you this. Speaking of, and I think this was a great gesture by Terry Miller High School, they are taking school buses of kids who want to go over to the game today. It's an excused absence. I think it's $7 or $8 you have to put up, to help with the cost or whatnot. But it's an excused. But here's my question. Who do you think is going to be sitting in math class today? Okay, I can put up $7 and get an excused absence to go watch a basketball game, or I can go sit in algebra.
I'm going
to
tell you something. I would have saved up money for weeks. Jason Tiepo, good morning to you, man. I'd have saved up money for weeks. I wouldn't, if it had been $17, okay? Because any excuse to get out of that school, guess what I'd have done?
Absolutely.
But especially go over there and support your team. And get behind them.
Tremendous gesture on the school's part. And absolutely the right move to go over and watch your classmates.
No doubt.
Those girls will appreciate that. When they come out for their warm-ups see their student body there supporting them at Dothan, that'll mean the world to them.
And I'm going to tell you something. We've talked about those girls. But we wish them the best. Hope that they continue their the way of
28-0, I think, or 29-0.
Hope they continue that. Good luck to them, and we want to bring that blue map back to Bruton. When was the last time the girls?
It was about 6-7 years ago. He's won four.
Right. This would be number five.
This would be five if he were able to get it done. One for the thumb.
Wow.
One for the thumb. And at some point in time, his name's got to get thrown around for the Alabama High School Athletic Association Hall of Fame.
There's a few teams that know about the thumb.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Tubby?
That was Tubby,
that
thumb
up that year?
Coach Jackson's name's got to get mentioned at some point.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt, is it? I mean,
you wouldn't think
it's like one of those first ballot deals, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if they have it like that, I don't know how they vote on that, but I'm saying.
I don't know if you can go in while you're active or you have to retire and then, you go through the process or what it is, but you would certainly think that his resume is deserving of that honor.
I would definitely would think so.
So we already have Coach Cotton in, we have Coach Alan Baker in, Coach Jamie Riggs in, and I think Coach Mac Wood is in also. So we have four that are associated.
And they
with
all should be.
Oh yeah, there's a couple of more that aren't there yet that should be as well.
I was about to say I can name a few more that will be there. I'll tell you what. We want to wish the girls well.
County tournament going on Thursday or Friday here at Miller
Cruz. Local teams here, all the area teams well in the tournament. Of course, tonight We want batter to see up. You batter up out at Davis Cafe. So I'm going to let you do your thing, DJ, and we'll toss this thing up.
It's been a great Wednesday in here this morning at Drive Time. We want to appreciate, want to thank Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet for making this program possible each and every day. Want to especially thank you for joining with us. We really enjoy all the interaction. It makes it a lot of fun for us. Makes it like a family reunion. Happy hump day. See you guys tomorrow. See you guys once again tonight at the Fishbowl. First pitch at 7 o'clock.
Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time, live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.